Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew.
And should old acquaintance be forgot?
No.
No, they absolutely shouldn't.
Because, not today.
Because this is our New Year's Eve special episode,
yes.
House meeting.
And we are having our end of decade party right here in your ear canal.
Yes, we're going to be blowing a party blower straight down the funnel of it.
And we
the funnel of your ear.
Yeah, straight down the funnel of your ear canal.
Party popper.
Party popper. I mean,
right into your wax.
We're going to party popper right into you. We're going to wax some party poppers right into your wax.
We've nailed some bunting into your cochlear.
Ooh. We can only apologise for that.
Yep.
But it is, 'tis the season.
And there is a punch bowl in your earlobe. I wish I hadn't started that sentence.
There's a punch bowl in your flesh tunnel.
Thanks for getting that flesh tunnel, by the way.
This punch tastes a bit...
Finally, the flesh tunnel has paid off. Thank you, listener dear. Thank you.
Would you ever get a flesh tunnel?
Of course.
No, sir. Yeah? The 20s. Now the 20s are kicking
in. Now the 20s are here. I think we should all get flesh tunnels.
Yeah, that's how we're going to be celebrating.
Do we have to get them in our ears, though?
You've already got a flesh tunnel. We know what you mean by that.
So if you would like to see our flesh tunnels live, then come and see us. Well, I'm not especially happy with that, but there we go. So we are doing the first show of the year is going to be on February the 3rd at the Moth Club, the very cool Moth Club.
Yeah, it is cool, that place.
It's quite a cool place.
Yeah. I'm always a bit scared of it.
Well, that's why we get in the flesh tunnels.
We'll breeze right in.
We'll breeze right in, whistling as we do it. Could you?
Yes.
Could you play, if you
your
got
flesh tunnel.
A series of flesh tunnels, like
in a row,
lined up together, could you play them like kind of panpipes?
This sounds like an episode of You Bet that I would love to watch.
This stuff will not come over at the Moth Club, you guys.
No, I think the Moth Club fans, they've all got flesh tunnels, and we're going to bring... So if you have a flesh tunnel, it's half price.
Yes.
You can come in, and we will blow through your flesh tunnel, and we will play the Fields of Athenry. So if you'd like to do that, then come along. Now, if you'd just like to see a live Flatshare Slam Down, they're always so much fun. We really enjoy doing them. This one will be no exception because it's a fun venue.
And yes.
Especially fun because it's for Acast, our... What do we call them? Our
father figures?
I was going to say daddy.
Hosts?
I will be your father figure. Our hosts, Acast, they put out all of our podcasts that you enjoy so much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much
to
them.
They creep into your house at night and pop us into your ear canal.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're like
never hear them coming.
They're like the BFG.
Yes, the big, friendly...
ear canal. So you've got them to thank for your ear canals being so chock-a-block and your flesh tunnels whistling with such delight. So if you would like...
So come along to the Moth Club to help celebrate them.
So help celebrate them. And you can get tickets by going to acast.com/live. And
it's
the 3rd of February. And yeah, it should be good fun. As always, we ain't booked the guests yet, but we will have done very soon, I imagine.
And they'll be great. Yes.
They're always great. Just trust us, guys. Trust us.
And thank you for your support this year. It has made a huge difference to us. We've had such a lovely time doing these podcasts for you.
Yeah.
We couldn't do them without all the Patreon support, and it has really blown us away.
Yeah, it's been really, really fantastic. We've just got the badges and stickers delivered, so they're going to be going into the post very, very soon.
And my New Year's resolution is to finally sort the T-shirts.
Yes, you're going to do it, aren't you?
Next decade.
Oh, you've also, by the way, got to email a load. I've got loads of addresses for you to email DVDs as well. Loads of people want them.
Beautiful. That's crap. I'm getting rid of them. That's great.
I'll send you those addresses very soon, Tom. The other thing is, we are now making a promise to our Patreons that everyone in the $5 tier or above will get a bonus episode every single week. So you get your normal episode on Tuesday. On a Thursday, you get either a bonus beef, or you get a bonus episode of House Meeting, or you get the jingle as a single, or you get some other sort of extra bit from a Flatshare Slam Down. And it's they're turning into proper full-on episodes, some of them. So
absolutely,
they are all available to listen to. They're really, really fun.
Yes.
And so get yourself to patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
That's it. If you are a patron, thank you so much. And if you're not, we get along and join the club.
For bonus stuff, bonus full episodes. You can have Pappy's twice a week in your ear canal.
One in each ear canal.
One in each ear canal.
That's the way Acast do it.
And a little tickle.
One in the ear canal, one in the flesh tunnel.
One in the flesh tunnel, exactly. That's I believe that was your motto when you went out drinking, wasn't it? So anyway, Happy New Year to you all. Thank you so much. Let's hope we have a wonderful 2020 and enjoy this episode. See you on the other side. Little kiss there from Clarky. Yeah, why not a little kiss?
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I'm really looking forward to the 20s, just because it sounds good again. I don't think we've had a good sounding decade since the 90s.
Well, isn't that the case as well when you look back at previous years, like the roaring 20s?
Yeah.
Like, I think historically the 10s are a bit shit.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the 20s tend to have a good vibe.
The 10s and the teens, they that was war, wasn't
war,
it?
War, yeah.
30s, war. 40s, war. 50s... That was better.
Well, hang on. I thought we were going to do a year review. We're doing a century review.
Yeah.
With last century.
We're doing the last century, decade by decade.
Oh, great. Strap in. Let's do it. This is much better than what I did last night. Last night, I spent 6 hours doing every Oasis album post Be Here Now, track by track, to see whether... Like you've
when you say doing them, you were listening through to them.
Listening through to them, and after every track, you decide if it's a win for Oasis or a loss for Oasis.
That's a great game,
like match play, and then you come out working out whether an album is a win, lose, or draw for Oasis.
And how many wins have they had since Be Here Now?
Well, Be Here Now is a loss for Oasis. Standing on the Shoulders of Giants is a draw.
Right.
Heathen Chemistry is a loss.
Oh.
Don't Believe the Truth is a win.
Oh.
And then Dig Out Your Soul, which has 11 tracks on it, is an 11-0 loss for Oasis.
Oh,
they don't score one goal on
not
that
a single
album.
Strong song on that entire
it's
album.
It's devastating.
What's the singles off of Dig Out Your Soul?
I mean, to re-listen to the whole album, it
none,
doesn't feel like
them.
There
none.
Are any. No.
Right. So
I mean, but yeah, anyway, let's take a similar approach to decades.
Well,
of hang on. Well, should we focus on the decade that's just gone?
It doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense for us to do the
century.
The century that passed 20 years ago.
First of all.
But then, do you know what? Here's the thing about us. We've never done things the conventional way.
Nothing about anything we've ever done has really made any sense at all.
Greetings, listener dear, and welcome to our review of 1900 through to 1970. That's what we're going to do. Okay, here we go. So it started with a bang, not a whimper. We're right in the middle of the Victorian era, right?
Oh, I thought you were going back to the Big Bang for a second. Oh. Sorry, I zoned out looking at my biscuits. I was about to come in and go, whoa, 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 hang on. Slow down there, brief history of time. Sorry.
Are you all right? Did you hit yourself in the nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now, for the listener
Tom's
at home...
New Year's resolution, by the way.
Tom propped some biscuits on his knee.
Was dusting some crumbs off.
Dusted the... moved the biscuits onto his phone.
Of course.
Another equally sanitary place to store biscuits that were in a packet up until 10 seconds ago.
Oh,
and then brushed...
Dusted some crumbs right off onto my
brushed
balls.
Brushed the knee with such force that he slapped himself in the nutsack.
ready to go.
That is not a pleasurable experience to be slapped in the nutsack.
No, but it's given me a jolt of adrenaline that I think is going to get me through this next 20 minutes. Oh, I love it. 20
you look alive,
minutes.
Man.
Next, I mean, the next century. I highly recommend it. Listener dear,
okay.
Jolt off some crumbs, smack yourself in the groin,
wherever
and prepare
you are now.
For the next decade.
Wherever you are now, slap yourself in the nuts. Clarkie, famously, you slapped yourself in the...
I punched myself.
You punched yourself in the dick. When we had some good news in Edinburgh one year.
Yeah.
We were driving to get some badges made.
Yep.
Clarkie was driving his car.
Yes. The worst time to be punching
worst
yourself.
Worst time to punch yourself in the dick, I'd say.
You said, guys, we've been nominated for a Perrier.
Yep.
I didn't know what I did.
I didn't know what to do.
Clarkie, which I don't know if why.
Punched himself clean in the nuts. One of the most joyful moments of my life, actually, now that I think about it. It had everything that I enjoy. We'd done well as a group. Clarkie was punching himself in the nuts.
And also as well,
everything Tom likes.
It was fun. He wouldn't, you know.
We were doing well as a group. Clarkie
punched himself in the nuts. And also, if he'd done that in a test,
yeah,
he wouldn't have failed him because he did do mirror
signal
punch himself in the nuts. Yeah. Yeah.
And that year, dear listener, was 1901. The century was young.
So, okay.
Let's do the decade, surely. Decade year by year. Lose, or draw.
Anyway, Les Miserables has just been published.
We're not doing the century. We're at the end of, famously... The teens.
Fine.
The teens? We don't know what even
the
were.
The tens? The
fucking
doesn't
hell.
Work, does it?
Bleak it doesn't shit. Work. No, it doesn't
I
work.
I don't know why.
This is why I want to. This is why I think we go back to 1900 and we start.
No, good God, me.
We have
move
to talk
on.
About the fire at Pudding Lane.
You're a 20th century man.
That's true. I love the 20th century.
Famously. You've got it tattooed on your back, haven't you?
The phrase, I love the 20th century. I would love
you
to get
are
that
the 20th
tattoo.
Century fox.
I am the 20th century fox. It's true. My father is known as the silver fox, and I am the 20th century fox. I'm a man out of time. I'll tell you another man out of time. Charles Darwin.
No, hang on.
1900.
Can I say?
He just written his famous book.
Listen.
Brief Expectations.
I'm out of time. I'm out of time. Album closer on Don't Believe the Truth. A goal for Oasis.
We're not going back to your thing if we can't do my thing.
We've all got agendas here. No, right.
And speaking of gender.
Agenda's a construct.
1900, Emmeline Pankhurst rode the King's Horse
Crosby,
to Parliament.
Crosby, okay, right. Get you to stay in the decade.
I want to talk about what I know about history, man.
Right, no. We're into the decade of... So, we're going to go through from 2010 or 2011. 2010.
What's the year of Christ's birth?
So,
okay, 2010.
We're going to say win, lose, or draw for each year. We're going to review the decade.
I can't remember last week.
We'll see whether the decade wins or loses. Okay,
it's a great escape in 2010.
No, 1900s. 1900s.
Stop taking him back. Stop taking him back.
1900s. Steve McQueen
famously
hopped off his Harley and said, "There will be blood."
Hopped onto his penny farthing.
But he said it in German, didn't he?
Hopped onto his penny farthing, caught himself in the nuts, and said, "This one's for Clarkie."
Steve McQueen, if he punched himself in the groin, I mean, there's a lot to punch there.
We'd all be doing it.
Have you seen that photo of him on the...
If it's good enough for McQueen, it's good enough for me, baby.
Do you think...
Kiss the knuckles.
Do you think... You know how there's been... There's been like the Harlem Shake, and there's been the floss,
the nut punch,
and the dab. Can we bring in
the Clarkie nut punch?
The Clarkie nut punch.
If we get a grime artist out there to kind of stick it in their music video.
Listen, I reckon we always bring it back to Stormzy, but if Stormzy can do the Vossy Bop, he can punch himself in the nutsack.
It's the least he can do.
What I think he would do, though, he would punch himself in the nutsack, drop his trousers, and reveal he was wearing a tiny little. Union Jack Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Designed by Banksy.
Exactly. that would immediately shred itself. Anyway, let's not worry about that. Let's not worry about that, because that we haven't... That, of course...
That's the future.
Famously.
We're talking about the past.
Banksy shredding himself,
can
famously.
Can you please not eat biscuits during this record?
I've got rid of the biscuit now.
No, you have biscuit. It's in your mouth.
I've got it's both in your mouth and on your phone.
I'll just punch it away. Hang on. Very painful,
Harry, you do have a... I hate to say this, but you've got a small crumb just on your lower knee there. So be very careful. Very careful.
Punch Clark in the nuts.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
Talking about brushing stuff off, there was a brumming spider on my shoulder the other day.
Clarky, you don't like a spider.
I don't like a spider,
the other day,
but also...
You mean 1953.
Here we go.
I can't get over how it got
the Beatles
onto my
are
shoulder.
Riding high in the charts.
Listener dear, Clarky is perilously scared of...
perilously?
Spiders.
Yeah, you fear for your life when there's a spider. When we went,
it was a false widow as well.
When we... Oh, no. And a false widows, right, they...
Their husbands are alive. They've just been telling people.
It's just an insurance fiddle, isn't it?
He's passed away. I'm going to miss him so much. Hang on, spider. I saw you in IKEA with him the other day. Sizing up those bathroom cupboards.
You wished he was dead. That's a separate thing. Spider in IKEA, of course, takes us way back to 1974 when the Smiths were riding high in the charts with Spider in IKEA. I know, it's serious. All the way back to 1963 with that one.
Do you remember when we were at your brother's house and I pretended I'd seen a spider and you were drinking? What was happening?
Well, I think we'd spoken about this before, but we were drinking milk.
Oh, there you go. Famously, we were drinking milk.
Beer and milk.
Mix. A classic night in
half
Redding,
beer,
Tom.
Half milk, all bad.
70% water.
Callback. That's a callback to a different recording we've done, and you'll be able to hear that on the Patreon. So.
Okay. So, how did you react to your false widow this week?
In a section we're calling, how does Clarky react to a false widow this week?
Clarky, can you write a jingle for this?
It was, you know,
the
for
answer's
me,
always no whenever we ask Clarky to write a new jingle.
For me, it was surprisingly good. I brushed it off and I can't remember what he said.
Oh,
to the spider.
I had a sentence.
Did you say something like, "Aah!"?
I didn't do that, which is what I would normally do.
Just
I had quite like a delayed reaction.
Very, very
to it.
Quickly. Do you naturally talk to animals?
Like Dr. Dolittle style.
Speaking of which,
no,
the year
animals talking
is,
to you.
The year is 1903. Rex
Eddie
Harrison
Murphy.
Is riding high in the charts with his version of the Push Me Pull You song. So do you, if you see an animal, is your instinct to talk to it? Because mine is. I will always say hello.
I think so.
I'll always say hello to a cat. I won't necessarily stroke the cat, but I'll always say hello. I love saying hello to a squirrel.
Yeah, but what do you say to a rat?
What do I say to a rat? Get out of it.
You talk to friendly animals, but like the ones that you know, like
you
fucking, when a mouse ran up my arm.
A rat is unfriendly.
Okay, we can't have another chat about rats, okay? We talked about rats last time. Listen, let's get back to this.
The year is 2010.
The year is 20.
So basically what I was going to do is, as we were talking there, I was trying to look on my phone. Like, so we've got like a snapshot of this happened in 2010, then we can review it. This happened in 2011.
Oh, that's good.
But in order to do that, I Googled the word Wikipedia.
Okay.
So maybe I'm not the right person for the job, but I wrote Wikipedia into Google and pressed search, and then it came up with loads of information about Wikipedia. So hang on. I've got a better way of doing this.
Okay, here we go.
So there's four of us in the room.
Yes.
I go on, say for example, I say Oscar winner that year, best picture, right? So we get to 2010. I say best picture was this. Like, so we all have one
and
category.
I'll tell you something that happened in 1804.
Yeah. And that way then it's like we have a snapshot around the year that isn't all
okay,
this was
sure.
the negative news.
Sure, here we go. Parry.
The year is 2010. Best film was The King's Speech. Nominated up there with 127 Hours and Black Swan.
Oh, should have been Black Swan, right?
I don't know.
I did like the King's Speech.
It was good.
We were still getting very drunk to watch the Oscars back then. That was we'd have make a big night of it, wouldn't we?
That's right. Yeah. What was the last? What was the last year we did the big Oscars party?
I reckon we were doing it until about 2015, 2014.
No, it's earlier than that.
Do you think?
Yeah, because we stopped doing it when we were doing Bad Adults. Because that we thought, oh, should we do it for that year? And that was the last time we did it. So it would have been 2012 we stopped doing it.
Wow. Yeah.
Possibly.
I mean, I still, when I can.
You still, when you can, stay up all night and get drunk.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Of course you do. Of course you do. Yeah.
And just watch an old Oscars. Glastonbury headliners. We have, and this is a good year. This is. We have Gorillaz.
Hello.
Filled in for U2. U2 pulled out.
What happened to U2?
Did Bono break his arm?
Bono had back surgery.
Oh my God.
So Gorillaz.
It wasn't when he was filming that, when he was doing that Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, was it? Because didn't everybody break limbs doing Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark?
A curse production.
Yeah. They tried to write a musical about Spider-Man, U2 did.
Oh!
And people were like flying into the scenery and stuff. The flying mechanisms were all fucked up.
But Bono wasn't in it, was he?
Well, he might have been. He might have had a bit of, on opening night, fly onto stage.
Unfortunately, they went on Trez instead of Catores.
fell right off the edge of the stage.
Yeah.
Was it a cursed production then? Is that what happened? Wasn't it just rubbish?
No, it went massively over budget. Like so, and then also a few people got quite badly injured because of the because the old flying mechanisms didn't work when they
a cursed production is no fun unless it's a horror film.
I don't think a cursed production is fun even if it is a horror film, is it?
Yeah, but it adds to the
kind of
It's kind of like,
cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it adds to the mystique. Like there was loads with the Exorcist, weren't there? And when I was younger, I was convinced. I was like, oh, it's because they were really like
I thought it was Poltergeist. Wasn't Poltergeist that everyone, I think that has everyone as well. Died as well?
That, yeah, Poltergeist had a big... Yeah, that was a big cursed production.
Can we try and get a rumour going that this is a cursed podcast?
I don't think we need a rumour.
Listener dear, if something bad's happened to you whilst you're listening to this podcast,
I don't know if this is a good idea.
Pop it on iTunes with a 5-star review.
Podcast.
I was listening to it and I stubbed my toe. Five stars.
A very mild curse. I think I can deal with that.
Yeah,
but I don't think we want 5 stars. I'm dead.
Brackets from laughing.
Oh. No, I think the classic one, and I hate to take it back to the 20th century, guys, but it's right there, The Crow.
Yes.
That was a cursed production, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Brendan Lee got shot, didn't
he?
Yeah. Brendan Lee.
But it didn't didn't do for the film, really, did it? Like, it's not a classic. You don't go like The Exorcist, Poltergeist, The Crow.
Oh, I think The Crow is...
The Crow is a big...
I think The Crow is a...
It's a cult classic. Definitely.
I think it's got... It was certainly like... It was a big film when I was a teenager. All my mates went to The Crow.
Yeah.
Isn't that when it came out?
What's that?
Isn't that when it came out?
In the 20th century.
Oh, yeah. It came out in the 20th century. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, it would have been crazy if we got into it before it came out. Poltergeist now isn't a movie that I think people go back and go, that's a classic. It was big in its time, but it was also cursed.
Poltergeist classic.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think Exorcist's classic.
Exorcist definitely. Exorcist big.
I mean,
classic.
I go back to my original statement. Poltergeist classic, Exorcist classic, The Crow not a classic.
I think all three classics.
I think
classics.
All three classics, yeah.
That's cool.
Saturday Muse.
Yes.
Beauty, in my opinion. And Sunday, Stevie Wonder.
Great.
Hell of a year.
Good year. Very strong year.
2010 winning, I'm saying.
So far, so good.
We started the decade well.
33 miners were successfully rescued from a...
The Chilean miners.
It's a big win. It's a big win.
And I tell you what, it was a big win as well for Fiona Bruce and Ricky Whittle from Hollyoaks, because they were both awarded Rear of the Year.
Wowie.
It feels like and D-Ream were top of the charts.
D-Ream were top of the charts with Things Can Only Get Better.
Oh yes. My God, 2010.
Blair had just come into
power. Blair had come into power, and It was the start of the golden era. Ab Fab was on our tellies.
So 2010's a good win, right?
Yeah.
2010's a good year. Come on, 2020.
Let's
have a bit of that.
There's a few that, I mean, the thing is we're sort of accentuating the positives here. Movies. Bad things did happen in 2010.
Oh, of course.
Some really bad things happened in 2010. Elvis Presley died.
Gone but not forgotten.
We lost him.
Allegedly, though.
That's it. His whole life was a cursed production.
Some say he's still in Chile.
Was he still? Yeah.
With the miners.
Some people say, yeah, he died rescuing the miners.
We started strong. Do you want to jump to the middle of the decade to see how we were doing?
Sure, yeah. Ooh. What, so 2015?
Yeah. Best Picture. Up against The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant and Room. I'm saying not a great year. The winner was Spotlight. Good film, but none of those are... That's a mixed bag.
I have to recuse myself with this category there because I think I only saw The Martian there out of all of those movies.
Yeah.
Read the list again.
Big Short.
Didn't see it.
Bridge of Spies.
Didn't see it.
Brooklyn.
Didn't see it.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Didn't see it.
The Martian.
Saw it.
The Revenant. Room.
Didn't see it. Didn't see it.
And Spotlight.
Saw.
Yeah, I'm not...
I just saw Saw. seven times that
and
year.
It was your favourite
Saw
film
7
of the year.
Very strong movie. So I can't say, but do you know what, here's the thing, it's very hard to make a film, even harder to get a film nominated for an Oscar, so I'm going to say win. Right.
I very mean, nice
on that category on
the,
though
actually yeah there's a flaw to this there's a flaw to this logic, because if we do pursue this any further, it does mean that every category in the Oscar nominees category will be a win.
I mean, it's a very positive outlook.
It's a very positive outlook, and I say well done to all of them.
Who won Rear of the Year in 2015?
Right, here you go. See if you can guess. I would say one. I'll tell you one of them. I'll tell you the girl who won.
Yes.
Kim Marsh, who you may remember was in...
Girls Aloud.
Not Girls Aloud, no. She was...
Saturdays.
Not the Saturdays.
Bananarama.
She was in Hearsay. She was in Hearsay.
Well done.
So she was in Hearsay. So she won Rear of the Year. And this is a classic example of, well, we'll get Kim Marsh. She was probably in Corrie by that stage, or Emmerdale, whichever one she's in. We've probably got her, right? Let's shoot for the moon. Get a big male star, and maybe a Hollywood A-lister is going to show up. Daniel Radcliffe.
Radcliffe won Rear of the Year.
Best. Have you seen that ass?
I don't think I have.
Ah, he got it out in Equus.
That's very true.
He did get it out in Equus. Could have been the year he got it out.
Maybe that's what happened.
Maybe that's what it was. That's the thing with Rear of the Year. You've got to be in it to win it.
You've got to have got it out.
You've got to have got it out.
To which, swing it about.
Which begs the question, Parry. You've got your ass out on stage a few times.
Just waiting for the call.
Ever had the knock?
Waiting for the call. I've had the knock, but that's a different thing. That is a different thing.
So, headliners, I realised this was the year I wasn't there for. So, been mid Glastonbury stint, but hadn't missed this one year. Florence and the Machine. Kanye West, The Who.
Okay.
Now, you were there for that.
Now, on I was paper, there for that. I love The Who,
yeah,
but not a fan of the other two.
Okay.
But, Parry, you were
you
there,
went and you loved
so
it.
So give us the
lowdown. Well, no, but I think already you're looking at 2015 saying this is not a classic year. Kanye as a Saturday headliner at Glastonbury.
Radcliffe winning
Rear of the year. Spotlight.
It feels like the Rear of the Year lost its way slightly that year, don't you?
Yes.
You know,
I feel like the decade lost its way this year.
It's aimless. It's an aimless year.
We started so strong in 2010. Yeah.
It has no identity. It could be, I mean, The Who, Kanye and Florence, it suggests an eclectic year. But it seems to me more like a rudderless year, a year that doesn't know what it wants.
And was that because did Thingamy Bob, the Foo Fighters, they dropped out, didn't they? He dropped off the stage.
A
cursed production.
No! Hang on a sec. Has this been a cursed decade? Is that what we're discovering?
Well, has cursed year.
No, because
the whole decade.
Because Bono dropped out of the last lot of 2010.
True.
So is that the year when...
Is that what happens?
He left.
Florence, they were supposed to do the Friday night.
Yeah. And because he'd fallen off the stage, broken his leg.
Oh, my
doing Thor the musical.
He was doing a musical.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, that's right. Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins were writing a musical all about Thor. And unfortunately...
The hammer dropped.
Yeah, the hammer fell. The hammer fell right on his big toe.
Florence was amazing, stepping up on the front line. But you got to think, you know, Kanye was... He's a difficult old soul, isn't he?
He's a difficult old soul. Ended with Bohemian Rhapsody?
I think so.
Did a sing-along of Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah. It's always a bit of a blur by the end.
Yeah.
It's always the case of people who watch Glastonbury at home know it much better than me being there.
Yeah, I think as well.
And then they did that and you're like, oh yeah, did they? Oh, okay, I mean, I was there for that as well.
Yeah, I've forgotten some brilliant gigs at Glastonbury by the next morning.
We saw Foo Fighters together at Glastonbury in, what was it, 2017, was it? Would it have been? And halfway through the gig... I said to Clarkey, I reckon they'll end on Everlong, won't they? They'll play Everlong as their final song. And Clarkey went, I think they played it. So you think they've played the bigger song already? He went, yeah, I think they've played it. It's like, don't you think we would have noticed if they played it? It's like, no, we must have just been chatting. It was like, no, Clarkey. And then, of course, they ended on Everlong. But it was amazing.
I can't believe they're playing this one again.
Put another record on, guys. We've heard Everlong.
Yeah, that's about right. Youth is wasted on the young. Right, 2019.
Oh, well, hang on, so we didn't get a 2015 piece of news from Emma.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
My apologies.
It was a bad year.
Was it?
It feels like it was a bad year.
Is there anything positive? Because this is a losing year.
The one the most sort of, well, interesting, upbeat-y kind of was the Hatton Garden raid. That's it.
That's the most upbeat thing.
Oh, and there was baby. The Princess Charlotte was born.
It's not a classic.
Not a good year, is it?
Not a classic.
There was a lot of terrorism.
Not a good year.
A royal baby and a bank robbery.
The Alton Towers ride that crashed.
Oh, well, let's not. It was a cursed year. Okay, we can establish now, guys.
Cecil the Lion was killed by the dentist.
Jesus Christ, damn it.
Jesus Christ, Emma, for God's sake.
Lots of people died.
Well, let's not do 2016 then, because that was, of course, the famous year of celebrity deaths. Let's skip over that.
It's a good Glastonbury, though.
Right, so we've got
swings and roundabouts.
God,
This is a bleak episode.
It's an ailing decade. Well, I think
the thing is, 2010, it was sunshine and lollipops.
It started so strong.
House meeting. It's at Pappy's Tweet if you fancy tweeting.
House meeting.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
We skipped over 2012 as well, which was famously...
Well, I tell you what...
The best year.
Let's do 2012 and then we'll do 2019 and we'll see if we can get like see if we come out on top.
Okay. 2012.
2012, because that's...
Feeling good.
It's just for positivity.
The vibe. Sake. Best picture. 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, 2012 Years a Slave.
Should we skip 2012?
No. 2012, sorry, I was slightly misleading there. The best picture was Argo in 2012.
Argo!
Which, you know, it was up against Django, Les Mis, Life of Pi, Silver Linings Playbook.
Not a good year. That's a bad year.
Zero Dark Thirty.
Do you know who was in Zero Dark Thirty?
Come on.
This is going to blow
Daniel
your mind.
Radcliffe?
Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, yeah.
The Rear of the Year winner was in Zero Dark Thirty.
Honest?
Yes. All right. This is how we play. I've given you I've given you the two highlights of their year. Who are they?
Are they both in it?
No. One of the winners of Rear of the Year was in Zero Dark Thirty. 2012. I can tell you now that Shobhna Gulati was the lady who won Rear of the Year. It's not her. Not the lady from Dinner Ladies. She didn't win. She wasn't in Zero Dark Thirty.
No.
The man was. Any idea what gentleman? And I'll tell you now, when we went to see it, because we went to see it together.
We did.
And when he appeared, everybody pissed themselves laughing.
I think I know who it is.
Because what the fuck is he doing in this movie?
James Gandolfini.
No, it wasn't Gandolfini.
Big call for Rear of the Year.
I mean, one year they went for quantity, not quality. They were like,
he's bringing a lot. That's a lot of rear.
He's got what Scarface would call a big ass. He's got a big caboose, and sadly, we lost him. Any idea who you think it is?
It's Chris Pratt.
It's not Chris Pratt. No. Why would people crack up laughing at a person in a movie, an otherwise very serious movie?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, it's on the tip of your tongue. It's on the tip of your tongue. If you've got the answer without Googling it.
Wasn't Sacha Baron Cohen.
It wasn't Sacha Baron Cohen. No, he's less of a comedic figure, more of a figure of delight, I think you'd say. He's a delight.
Mr. Motivator.
No, he's not Mr. Motivator. No, he's not Mr. Motivator. But, I mean, I think he inhabits, to my mind, he inhabits the same world as Mr. Motivator.
Mr. More Blobby?
So. No.
Gordon the Gopher?
What's that, Gordon? Attack at night? On your signal? That's been a really funny shot of the operations room at the White House. It's like there's Obama there, sleeves rolled up, Gordon the Gopher popping his head up off the table. Go on.
John Barrowman. There's a scene, there's some meeting scene where John Barrowman is just in there.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know why Barrowman suddenly pops up in Zero Dark Thirty. Absolutely blew my mind.
Yeah. And did he have his arse out?
He was sat down, of all things.
What it was. He sat very well.
Yeah, because Rear of the Year doesn't necessarily... What's it judged on? Is it judged on how well you sit down? It can't be. Surely can't be.
Normally got by like newsreaders and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, John Barrowman, obviously, that's... I don't think he got it for Zero Dark Thirty. He doesn't have in brackets for services to national security. Okay, so we've got 2012. So far, I think, movies-wise, fine.
Let's be honest, best movie of 2012 was the start of...
Was the Danny Boyle extravaganza.
The Olympics. Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yes. That should have got the Oscar, right?
I am surprised that Eisenbahn King de Brunel didn't get Rear of the Year.
Branagh. Best actor. I mean...
Best imaginary lever.
Very strange. That was... When you remember that, that was right at the start of the opening ceremony, you kind of thought, oh, this could go either way. The imaginary levers were like... and then everything went well.
I'll tell you what...
The imaginary levers was a concern, wasn't it?
I watched it, like, last month. In its entirety.
You went back to it?
I watched the entire opening ceremony.
And does it still hold up?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It absolutely holds up. It's brilliant.
Who, is anyone in it who you think, oh, they wouldn't make it now?
Branagh.
Seems fair.
Glasgow, be your own judge. Chemical Brothers, Travis, and David Bowie.
Travis are headlining the Pyramid Stage in 2012.
Wait, in 2012?
Yeah.
I remember because when The Man Who came out, they were the biggest band in the world. But 2012, they must have been on the...
But let's
hold on.
You've looked at the wrong year.
Well, no, I've been trying to look it up, but
Something else has said it was a fallow year, but I don't know if they're just...
just no one talked to...
Clarky, did you show up there, take so many drugs you thought you saw Travis?
When are they going to play Why Does It Always Rain On Me? No, Clarky, it's just raining. Travis aren't here.
Maybe it wasn't on.
Okay, right, well, that's...
I can counter that by saying the biggest song of the year was Gangnam Style.
Whoopa Gangnam Style.
I mean, everyone was feeling good.
It was a great
You're watching
year.
The Olympics. You're dancing along to Gangnam Style.
Yeah, hey, sexy lady.
You're seeing that John Barrowman has achieved the twin goals of being cast in a Catherine Bigelow movie, and also was it Catherine Bigelow? Zero Dark Thirty.
Yes.
Or am I thinking of The Hurt Locker?
No, I think it was Bigelow.
And also, of course, Rear of the Year. What's a good bit of news from that year?
Well, I was going to go with the Olympics, yeah. But it's been mentioned.
Have you got anything?
So, Jimmy Savile investigation.
Oh,
no!
Jesus Christ!
No, yeah, the Olympics.
We give you the
Olympics.
Mic for one episode a year, and this is how you're
stop bringing us down, man.
It's been a cursed podcast. Right. Finally, what have we got? We've got...
Glastonbury 2012 was cancelled due to a lack of portaloos and police officers caused by the London Olympics.
Whoa.
So it was one or the other.
You can't have both.
Can't have both.
So what do we say?
And also Branagh. Branagh committed himself to the opening ceremony of the Olympics.
So he
instead
couldn't.
Of Glastonbury.
So he couldn't introduce the Kaiser Chiefs.
He couldn't assemble the pyramid stage.
With his imaginary levers. Built entirely out of imaginary levers.
It's like I'm knackered now.
Where are them ley lines, Branagh? yeah. So that's it. That's why. Yeah.
Okay, that's... So what are we saying to 2012? Are we saying good year or
it's got to be a good year.
It's got to be a good year, but I mean...
Travis run at Glastonbury.
Travis were cancelled at Glastonbury, so good year.
We did Last Show Ever. We got... We did our lot of...
Oh, yeah.
Strong for Pappies.
And got a series.
And we started Bad Olds. So, you know,
it's a pretty
good year. So what are we saying? Are we saying the decade's now... Back up?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah, but the thing is, we've gone back in time to make it good.
To make
again.
It good.
Okay.
2010 winning, 2012 winning, 2015 losing.
Okay, so what do we have to do? 2017 and 2019 to decide whether it's right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, a shootout.
2017. I'll start off straight away. Rachel Riley, Idris Elba.
Oh, hello.
Or now we're talking.
Things are looking up, and not just their butt cheeks.
You're looking up their butt cheeks.
how thorough is the vetting process? Is it like Crufts?
Is it like Crufts? They have to jump on a table, and the guy kind of goes, kind of flicks around.
flicks around Idris Elba's butt cheeks. I don't think that's fair.
Elba and Riley, great. Great pair.
Yeah, of course.
They're that's brilliant.
Two absolute
great pairs.
Two great pairs, absolute buttocks. and you know, obviously Idris Elba seems like a thoroughly nice guy. Rachel Riley's cancelled. Who was in the...
2017?
Yes.
Three Billboards, The Post, Lady Bird, Get Out, Dunkirk, Darkest Hour, Call Me By Your Name. The winner was... The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water. Do you know what, though? I think, generally on the whole, those were... Which, is by the way, on the whole, is how they rate so Rear of the Year. But generally on the whole, I think...
A good year?
A good year for films.
So yeah, I really enjoyed
back
a
up.
Lot.
A good
year, for Rears.
Good year for Rear. Good year for films. How was Chris Rear
good
doing
year
that
for Chris
year?
Rear? Road to Hell back in the charts.
Road to Hell famously riding high in the charts. Clarkie.
Check this out.
Was there a Glastonbury that year?
There
if
was.
There was, I went to it.
You did.
So it was Foo Fighters. No, it was Radiohead, Foo Fighters,
opening and closing with Everlast.
Eddie Boy Sheeran.
It was correct.
Yes.
Among those.
So I would say good.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I didn't watch Ed Sheeran. I have to.
No, of course.
Open palms for honesty here. I didn't watch Ed Sheeran because it's not really my cup of tea. I like artists to stick within their genre. I like to watch a band like Foo Fighters, who I don't know if they've played their biggest song. They may have done. They may not. To me, they all sound the same, and everyone is a stone cold classic.
Good call.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, 2017 is looking up.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Here comes bad news.
Here comes Dr. Bad News. Here comes doom and gloom caution. Shaking her head, refreshing the BBC News app.
It was bad.
Was it bad? What happened? Yeah. Give us some. What was a good one? Is there a good bit of news there?
No. There was a lot of terrorism. Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on.
There's a lot.
Caution, for God's sake.
A gay man, John Walker, wins a landmark ruling at the Supreme Court, giving his husband the same pension rights as a wife would receive. There you go.
There we go. So equality in pension law.
There's a lot of death.
I mean, it's
what we all know it for.
It's fantastic news. Equality in pension law. Let's forget about the acts of terrorism. Okay, so are we calling that a...
it's hard now, isn't it? Should we start with caution in the future?
I think
it's a hell of a... We did have a kind of underlining with Rear of the Year.
This is exactly what I said when we floated this idea, was it isn't news just bleak? News is generally bleak.
Yeah.
We're having great sport with Rear of the Year. Yeah. I'm loving the films. I'm loving the Glastonbury headliners. Even the year it was fallow was more entertaining than... Even the year when there was no Glastonbury was better news than there's been a lot of terrorism.
A lot of terrorism.
Solar, wind and nuclear power each provide more electricity than gas and coal combined for the first time ever in the UK.
Thank you very much. That's all we need to know.
And everyone died.
Facing forwards. And lots of terrorism, by the way. And we should mention lots of terrorism.
Lots of terrorism.
All right.
It's the Manchester Arena.
Okay. We can stop.
London Bridge.
2019. What a year it was. It's not yet over. It is today. For us, it's ended early. But... Let's talk about who were the headlines at Glastonbury.
Green Book won the best film.
That's not a classic year. Not a classic year. No
problem. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Problems.
Black Panther.
No.
The favorite.
I liked Black Klansman.
Star is Born. Vice. It's not a classic year. I don't think.
No, not a classic year. I liked Star is Born. So that's a tricky one. Sure. Yeah. What about Glasto?
Well, Glasto. Okay, so Friday night was Stormzy, which was brilliant. Saturday night was The Killers, and Sunday night was The Cure.
Did you watch either of those?
I saw the last three songs for The Killers.
And they played Everlong three times, didn't they? Yeah, you can believe it.
Well, obviously, they finished with Mr. Brightside, but the two before that were other people coming on and doing...
Johnny Marr came on and did this Charming
Johnny
Man.
Johnny Marr did Charming
or
Man.
Did he panic? What did he do?
No, he did, Charming Man. And then Pet Shop Boys came on.
Right.
Good fun. Good solid fun.
Good Glastonbury, I think.
But it was a great Glastonbury.
A strong Glastonbury.
It was my favourite Glastonbury so far. But it wasn't about the headliners so much as the smaller stages.
Sure. And the fact I couldn't make it that year.
Always.
He calls you the smaller stages. The smaller stages wasn't there, so it was a good year. Okay. It's fine.
We haven't done Rear of the Year yet, that's going to take us on to new heights. I think these are both gettable. Okay, a big top name,
big butt.
Not necessarily a big butt, quite a small butt. From quite a small person, but a big name.
Small stage.
although famous for sitting down, because
she's a newsreader.
She's a TV judge.
Oh, so it's going to be Cheryl.
It's not Cheryl. I think Cheryl, unfortunately, has written herself out of the Rear of the Year
by having that big rose tattoo.
The rose tattoo.
Do you think that was a desperate attempt to get Rear of the Year?
Maybe she thought it was the Year of the Ink. Sadly not.
What was the Year of the Ink?
What was the Year of the Ink? Let's have a look.
Oh my God.
Just going to go back through. I think it must have been... It was 1981 when they gave it to Felicity Kendall.
Back to the 20th century.
Back to the 20th century. You've got to go all the way back. But Felicity Kendall famously has Fuck the Police tattooed across her ass. TV judge, not Cheryl. Oh, Clarky, you won't guess this because you couldn't guess it in Flat Slam the other day.
Oh.
There we go.
who is it?
It's Amanda Holden. But again, I think a slightly higher profile, gentleman, sports personality.
Tim Henman.
You're almost there.
Andy Murray.
It's Andy Murray.
Finally appreciated by the British public.
Of course, he won Sports Personality of the Year, but who cares about that?
He's got the big one.
He's got the big one. That's what it says on the envelope when you open it up. Congratulations. You've got the big one.
Is there any listener listening who can blag us tickets to the Rear of the Year ceremony? Because we are happy to...
Is there a ceremony?
Yeah.
We could do a live recording.
I think it's outdoors, though. So I think we could just show up to it.
It's what, outdoors. Like, Times Square.
Why is the ceremony outdoors for the Rear of the Year?
I think because it's less of a ceremony, more of a Roger Cook-style ambush, where they run down the street with an award and hand it to Andy Murray.
And then run
before he has a chance to, for Judy to kick you in the shins, they take a photograph and they put it on their website.
And do we want some news?
We don't, but Emma's going to give us the news anyway. Now,
yeah, I can see she looks
it's
depressed.
This year. Is there anything positive that's come out of the year at all? Apart from Andy Murray's big win?
No. Okay, so...
Emma's still scrolling.
No.
Well, I think therein lies the rub. So...
No.
We've got a vote on the decade, I guess, from that.
Okay.
2010, good. Jeez. 2012, good. We've established 2015, we're on the turn.
Yeah.
2017, tricky.
Small upswing, but it's not...
Hang on. Small upswing if we ignore the terrorism.
If we ignore the news.
2019.
Yes, sir. That is a very... You make a very strong salient point there.
We're not even allowed to read the news because we know it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Basically, you'll enjoy any year if you just judge it by film and music.
That's actually not a bad way of looking at it. And arses.
And arses. That's what we need to focus on.
The Holy Trinity
of
celluloid,
right.
Vinyl, and flesh. But if you've listened in a second, we'll do our countdown to the new year because this comes out on the 31st.
Yes,
we're going to do our countdown, and then that will usher in the new year,
brave new decade.
And do you think anyone's going to be listening to this
I believe they will.
God.
Now,
and we have ruined a party.
We have no. This has got the party started.
Emma's going to be listening. Bad news producer over there.
But I think if you are going to, this is our feeling for the approaching new decade.
Right.
If you embrace the arts,
and
you embrace the arse, you'll have a fantastic 10 years. What do you think of that?
I like it. Lean
deep into both.
Well,
delve into both and you will have the most wonderful decade.
I'm going to say, is there an argument to attempt to make real life as good as it is portrayed in film and music so that the news can be better as well? Otherwise, we're escaping real life to... It's escapism, and maybe we should be looking at transforming.
Okay, so
what's going on?
So rather than holding yourself away in a cinema, get out onto the streets, activism,
and make real life like the Avengers.
We're not suggesting vigilante justice here.
Because, as we know from Bono and Foo Fighters, it's dangerous. You'll end up injured. Another fallow year at Glastonbury. Branner have fallen under a portaloo, pulled the wrong lever.
They fallowed over.
So yeah, so get out on the streets, guys, and campaign. And maybe 2020, they'll have three winners of Rear of the Year.
And we're right here.
And it'll be right here. And in fact, you know what? Caution as well.
Four
arses winners
of the year.
The four biggest arses of the year.
The four arses of the apocalypse.
The Arsevengers. We did it, everyone. We did it. Well, happy new decade. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
If anything could ever be this real forever. If anything could ever be this good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you. Gotta promise not to stop when I say when.
Shh. House meeting.
Cold rain or hot snow? What is sleeting?
House meeting.
Wow.
Well.
Boy, oh boy.
A journey. A journey through time and space.
We are real journeyman travellers now. Now, of course, if you're listening to this,
yes,
you are. You're now
a fellow journeyman.
You're now a fellow man journeyman traveller. And can I just say, those ears, flesh tones really suit you. You are now in the future, 2020. We're recording this in December of 2019.
We can only imagine
what it's like.
Are there towels? Have they got rid of towels?
Have they got rid of towels?
We're living in the future now.
Has our show at the Moth Club sold out?
Oh, please don't tell us that flesh tunnels have suddenly gone out of fashion.
No,
please,
because we've just
got them.
We all got them.
On the stroke of midnight.
We tunneled into each other.
We tunneled into each other's flesh on the stroke of midnight. A horrible image. But what a way to start a decade.
Like we say, guys.
In a circle. Tunnel to the left.
And past the flesh tunnel to the left-hand side. So
please do. Please do.
So anyway, we've lost our minds. We better finish the podcast here. But don't forget, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare, at Pappy's Tweets on Twitter. Find us on Facebook as well. And also, please buy tickets, acast.com/live for the 3rd of February when we'll
beautiful.
Be doing a beautiful...
This episode was
slam down.
This episode was produced, and the atmosphere was really brought down. Actually,
yeah, it was both
really bummed out.
It was produced and ruined.
Produced and ruined by
the bearer of bad news
herself, the Grim Reaper herself, Emma Corsham,
the Grinch that stole the decade.
Emma Corsham, Corsham team, Corsham. I have some news to tell you.
Corsham, when I read this out.
Caution, everybody's dead. So stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Cheers, everyone.
Bye. Ladies, gentlemen, people, listeners,
human beings,
will you please, for God's sake, be upstanding for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call?
I've seen him in the bushes.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I've seen him in the bushes.
Over there.
I've seen him. I've seen him in the lay-by.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Windows up. Steamy on the inside.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Communing.
There's a strong rumour.
With the doggers.
Oh, no.
It's P-Man Foggers.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh,
go on.
I've seen him crouch down.
Oh, yeah.
He's sniffing around.
Oh, I bet he is.
He's having a look. He's having a scrounge.
He's having a scrounge.
Oh, yeah.
He's having a scrounge around. He's having a look. He's having a scrounge.
He's having a scrounge. He's... He's having a run.
He's having a run.
He's having a run.
What?
Wait, what have you seen?
He's having a scrounge around.
He's having a scrounge.
Then he's having a run.
He's having a scrounge around with some running shorts. What's he scrounging for?
He's popping his running shorts.
He's gone for a run.
He's going to win. It's Ian Grin.
Ian Grin.
Oh, I've seen him in the bushes.
I've seen him in the bushes.
Oh, no, he's on the ground.
He's on the ground.
He's having a scrounge around.
Scrounge around in the bushes.
Wait a minute.
On the buses?
Hang on.
he's not Blakey from on the buses, is
he? Hang on, he's got off the buses. He's having a run.
He's having a run.
He's having a run. He's gone out the bush. He's on the bus. He's broken into a run. Is he going to win? No.
Oh, no.
Because he's been knocked over by a tram.
Oh, no.
And that is illegal. He's disqualified. Sorry.
He's been disqualified for being run over by a tram.
Yes.
This is a sporting first.
I know. No trams allowed.
Oh, I don't
think. No performance enhancing trams.
I don't think it's his fault.
No tram. You know the rules, Tom Ingram.
Oh dear.
Oh God, not the bushes.
Okay, I've seen her in the bushes.
Oh yeah.
I've seen her in the bushes.
There it is.
Ruffling around, having a scrounge. Having a day scrounge.
Scrounging
She's
around.
She's having a scrounge. She's having a scrounge. She's scrounging.
Scrounging around.
She's having a scrounging around. Why are you scrounging around? What are you looking for, eh? You little dirty bugger, scrounging around in the bushes. Scrounging around. What are you hoping to find? A tram? Because I tell you what.
That's against the rules.
I tell you what. If that tram knocks you over, you will be disqualified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too right.
And I don't care if you're as squashed as a flan. I'm, of course, talking about Kate McGranahan.
Well, you're never going to believe this.
No.
Who do I spy?
Oh, dear. You've been looking in the bushes, have you?
I've been looking in the bushes. You weren't scrounging in the bushes.
I wasn't scrounging myself.
But I'd say
who
was.
Who are you scrounging then? You didn't scrounge yourself, you scrounged someone else. You dirty scrounger.
You dirty
who you been
scrounging around?
Who you been scrounging?
I've scrounged someone.
I've scrounged them,
good and proper.
He scrounged it.
There they are.
Oh, yeah.
Scritching and a scrabbling.
Oh, yeah.
In the bushes.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they've popped on their shorts.
Oh, you know what? You know what comes next?
I've heard this pattern before.
Oh,
they scrounge a little pair of shorts.
He's scrounging around.
They've gone for a blooming run.
Off they go.
But they stop their run.
Yes.
To get on. He'll never believe it.
Please, no. Don't
no,
say
no,
it.
Don't say the...
It's a scourge say, of the game.
Don't say the dreaded.
A blooming tram.
Oh, kick it out, guys.
She's driven the tram.
She's driven the tram that ran up the tram.
Of course she has. It's Fiona Graham.
Graham.
Fiona Graham.
I think her name is Fiona.
Fiona. Fiona Graham.
Did I say Fiona? Fiona. It's Fiona Ryder.
Fiona Graham.
She's not Fiona Ryder. She's Fiona Driver. She's driven that tram right over Port.
She's known for her driving.
Fiona Graham, you scrounging bastard.
You fucking scrounging around.
You've won gold.
I've not seen anything like that.
No, I've not seen anything like that.
Not since yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was out by the bushes.
Sure.
Minding my own business.
Scrounging your own business.
Scrounging on my own. It's my own time.
I'm scrounging you around.
And then suddenly, ding, ding, what's that? A tram pulls out. I haven't got time to put my shorts on.
You had your shorts off to scrounge.
I was scrounging without my shorts on. Let me put my shorts on. Ding, ding, tram's not waiting for anyone. I'm running alongside the tram, trying to get on board. I've seen her on the bloody tram. She's scrounging around.
She's doing it on tram scrounging.
Mid tram scrounge. Has she put her shorts on? I said she has. Where's the tram going to? Portugal, I said.
Portugal.
Lisbon. I said, can I come on to? With Ellie Gibson.
Oh, that concludes the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch. Roll Scrounge.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.